Indiana University is participating in the largest ever research project on concussions in sports. It aims to address how they occur and their long-term implications. The NCAA and the Department of Defense are funding the research at IU and nearly 30 other universities across the country. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, the research tracks a group that's often overlooked when it comes to concussions.
Cheerleading's been a passion of Abigail Cohen's since she was in seventh grade.
I love being a part of the school. I love cheering games. I love doing pep rallies.
She's a member of Indiana University's Cream Cheerleading Squad, where you can see her flying high at football and basketball games. But she thinks about stunts differently after what she experienced over the summer.
I just had a really bad headache. And that sometimes happens when you hit your head, but then I waited it out a little bit, and you know, a few hours later, I still had a really bad headache. I woke up with a headache, and then I, you know, went in and took the test.
Cohen went in for concussion testing, and because she's an athlete at IU, trainers had a baseline test to compare her results to. The university is participating in the Concussion Assessment, Research, and Education Consortium, a national project that tracks the effects of concussions over time. As part of the research, IU research assistant and athletic trainer Kyle Winters says student athletes undergo an initial neurocognitive assessment.
All are performed at the baseline, so before the first contact or first official practice, if you will. And then as soon as a student athlete sustains a concussion, we follow up with all of the same assessments immediately.
The university also follows up with athletes at 5 predetermined points during their time at IU and plans to track them for several years after graduation. The focus isn't just on the physical impact of concussions, but also the psychological. And the research involves all student athletes, including women. Winter says that's a group that is often excluded from studies and the national debate about concussion safety.
So with cheerleading specifically, we're gathering some data that, you know, some people may not think, you know, hey, concussions can happen in the sport just because of the impact if they're, you know, with the stunting.
Researchers hope to gain a better understanding of how concussions can affect athletes' physical and mental health long term. Dr. Nicholas Port from IU School of Optometry is the university's principal investigator for the CARE Consortium. He says the project could have a significant impact, not just on approaches taken with college sports, but also on those playing at the youth and professional levels.
So I think this will allow us to have better tools for diagnosing concussions, better tools for managing concussions. It allows us to create the next set of sport-related concussion guidelines.
Cohen says being part of the study made her feel more comfortable when it came time to return to practice following her concussion. The testing helped her coach know when she was truly ready. She's fine now, but her experience changed her mindset when it comes to safety.
We're definitely more cautious. All the boys on my team know that, you know, once you've had a concussion once, you really don't want to have another one. So they all, when we do try new stunts, we are very cautious about if people are around spotting and just especially, you know, to protect the head when you fall.
So far, the CARE Consortium's tracked more than 2,300 concussions among NCAA varsity sport athletes and service academy cadets. IU researchers are hoping the grant for the study will be renewed. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.